It didn't take long. Some politicians are already trying to make political hay out of the alleged terror plot. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman used it to attack his opponent, Ned Lamont. He said Lamont's desire to pull out of Iraq would be taken as a, quote, tremendous victory by the same people who wanted to blow up the planes. Also, Vice President Dick Cheney, reacting to Lamont's victory in Tuesday's primary, said it shows that Democrats are soft on international terrorism. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us now for our weekly conversation about politics. And Juan, it seems that Lieberman and Cheney are trying to revive this link between Iraq and terrorist plots aimed at the West.
Well, that's politics, Madeline. I should say good day first. But I mean, that's politics because politically speaking, and this is where it becomes so difficult for Senator Lieberman, Senator Lieberman is taking the Republican line, which is that we are in this war on terror, and that should dominate, even as public opinions polls show that most Americans now have a very negative view of the war in Iraq, favor setting a timetable for withdrawing troops from Iraq, something that the administration, Vice President Cheney, have been staunchly opposed to. But politically, they're hoping that will play for them down the line, because most Americans, when it comes to a matter of, you know, which party do you trust more to protect the United States, who is the more pro-defense party, would say it's the Republicans, not the Democrats.
And, you know, maybe Democrats are scratching their heads at what Lieberman is doing, but perhaps this makes good political sense for him as he's now running as an independent and needs Republican votes.
Oh, without a doubt. He needs independent votes. He needs Republican votes. And it's clear that he did not have the Democratic votes, and the Democrats are strongly anti-war. Now, I mean, the other side of this, obviously, is that in political terms here in Washington, you've heard from people like the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, who said basically, look, what we've got here is George Bush has been in office, Republicans have been in control of the Congress, and they've mishandled this war on terror. They've set the wrong funding priorities, he said, and we're not as safe as we should be. Now, that's the Democratic leader making the case that somehow the public should see that Republicans are the ones that have failed them, and the Democrats haven't been in power and should be given an opportunity to change the way we go about conducting the war on terror.
How will this issue affect other political races, specifically Hillary Clinton's run for re-election?
This is fascinating, and it's kind of been the in-house political discussion in Washington among the political class this week, Madeline, because suddenly people are saying, you know, Hillary Clinton is going to have her own Ned Lamont, and guess who? None other than Al Gore. Now, Al Gore, if you'll recall, voted for the first Gulf War back in the 90s, but he wasn't in office, so he didn't have to cast a vote this time around in the way that Hillary Clinton did, in the way that John Kerry, John Edwards, all of whom voted for a resolution to give the president power to go to war. So that's the big difference. Is this a ticket for Al Gore?
Well, let's talk about the president. The president, he's on vacation this month at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. So we're seeing a lot more of him than on previous Augusts. What's going on here?
Well, you notice he's in a suit, Madeline. No more cowboy outfit.
Clearing,
I think,
brush.
The criticism of his long vacations, you know, it said already he spends 20% of his time in office has been spent out at Crawford. All the criticisms of the five-week vacations. This time around, the White House wants to present him in a different light, and they're trying all they can.
All right. Well, NPR's Juan Williams, thank you, as always.
You're welcome, Madeline.
Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.